Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Baby, can't you see? I'm calling. Morning, everyone. We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
I'm getting phone calls. Like threats. Let me tell you, these phone calls don't get you in trouble. Because when you start threatening me and tell me how I should vote, I will not vote that way. I'll vote the other way. I will not vote that way. I'll vote the other way. I don't know what's wrong with people today. They just, it's not normal like it used to be when I growed up. It was always, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. Today is yes. No, we here to represent y'all. We want respect, and we want to give y'all respect.
So Commissioner Ray Eddington, District 4 in Navarre, has basically yesterday, all of a sudden, he says, all right, I need to talk, and I need to talk a bunch, which it kind of caught me by surprise because, you know, he doesn't say much almost ever, and so when he starts his comments by saying...
Well, I asked you if I could have 15 to 30 minutes today.
The what now? I'm going to preach for 30 minutes. No, he did not. It was maybe 5 minutes. So, you know, no big deal. But anyway, he says he's getting threats and he's sick of it. And, you know, he doesn't like people being rude to each other. They're not polite. They don't say yes or no, sir.
I do not like people coming up here at this mic screaming at these commissioners. They have not me. But it's not right for them to jump on Mr. Smith, Mr. Wright, or Mr. Calkins. We're here to do a job, and I want them to respect the people also when they come up here. That's our job, to respect y'all, and y'all should respect us. We are trying our best.
All of which I agree with. He's not wrong, and certainly the threats that people make through emails, the ridiculous things that they say, I mean, it's wrong. It's unchristian. It's uncivil. It's not new. They've been doing that for as long as there have been politics, right? You know, the only time that citizens don't insult their politicians is when they get killed for it. I mean, otherwise, people are always rude to politicians. Now, it's not, it doesn't justify it. That doesn't make it good. It's still wrong, but it is normal, unfortunately.
And I got some people saying I'm doing backdoor deals. I'm not doing backdoor deals. The deals I'm doing, I'm trying to get stuff in my district, District 4, without tax dollars paying for it. I'm asking these people that own business come to me, sit down, and I'm trying to get them to donate money to build stuff in my district. That's not a backdoor deal. I don't promise them nothing. They don't promise me. I'm just asking them to give back to the community. Where are they coming up with these backdoor deals? I don't know, but it's not.
Okay, it's. I know it's just a personal thing. I've never heard it called a backdoor deal. To me, it's always a backroom deal. But I suppose if you're, I don't know, selling merchandise into the alley at a discount from your employer or something like that. But I've never heard that particular phrase before. But okay. And he says, look, if you think I'm doing something inappropriate, then, you know, come sit with me in these meetings and follow me around. I'm just trying to get the best, you know, the best price basically for our projects and seeing if I can. But I'm not giving them anything in exchange, right? Which is exactly what would make it a problem. But he also says, and this might be my favorite thing that Ray Eddington has ever said. You ready?
If my parents was living today, and if I'd done something I wasn't supposed to be doing, they'd beat me half to death. That's the way they was. And I'm glad I had parents like that, brought me up the right way, to do things right for everybody.
All right, raise your hand while you're driving. Keep another hand on the wheel. Raise your hand if you're driving, and that's true in your house, too. Yes! A little, you know, how do you learn the fear of God? The fear of your parents, right? A little bit of, you know, imminent threat of serious spankings and whoopings and, you know, that's look, if somebody was doing something inappropriate, that's what got done to you as a kid. And that's appropriate. You know, why do people feel free to get away with everything? Why are they so rude today? Well, you know, there's some theory that maybe it has to do with what we don't do for our kids anymore, and that we don't give them the benefit of a little bit or a lot of physical discipline. Or as as the dad in Raymond always said,
this is what happens when you don't spank.
That's exactly right. 437-1620. He even says,
I don't like us up here fussing between each other. That don't look good for us or in front of y'all. Give respect to each other up here. That's all we got to do. We might not agree with everything, but we got to give respect to each other. And that's all I ask, respect. From y'all, the people out there, and the people out there to us, please.
Somebody texted me and had made a good point and said, is it the young people that are acting up, or are the people who are acting up in their 50s in Santa Rosa County? I thought, oh, that's good. Yeah, that's true. To paraphrase Ray Eddington, those are people who should have known better. And they apparently do not. 716 on News Radio 92.3. Traffic on the fives now. Jake sitting in for Candy today.
All right. I-10 eastbound, mile marker 7. Got a partial roadblock from earlier. Just use caution in that area. The light at Blue Angel and Pine Forest is flashing red and yellow, so please be careful there. Got reports of quote-unquote aggressive hitchhiker on 87 South just before you're coming into Holly. Say that he's hopping in and out of the road. So if you see somebody jumping in and out of the road, please avoid them. If you have any traffic tips, please text in 437-1620, hands-free, of course. And if you can call us, 2626-111. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. Somebody texts in here, says, the only thing violence teaches is more violence. You'll never teach a child to be honest if their fear of being dishonest is rooted in physical pain. I say false. Also, there's a distinction between use of force and violence. Violence typically means violating, is usually kind of what that means, violating somebody's rights. Use of force is appropriate. You know, the state uses force appropriately much of the time. It will inflict, you know, fines on you. It will inflict incarceration upon you. We don't typically inflict, you know, corporal punishment upon people's bodies anymore. But, you know, there's a reason that the Bible endorses that. There's a reason that a long series of history teaches you that, yes, young people need to learn a little bit of pain, and you teach them how to not do a thing because they're afraid at first. Eventually, they learn to smell the virtue, so to speak, to practice doing the right thing. They learn that that's its own reward, and then you don't have to spank them anymore. But the notion that, you know, force or spanking or violence is never justified, it's the same kind of mindset like, you know, war is never the answer. No, sometimes war is the best answer. That is the best response to somebody doing something worse than war. And there are worse things than spanking a child. Letting them grow up to be corrupt and not having fear of law, order, decency, and authority is way worse than ever inflicting a little bit of punishment on their butts. 718 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's strength for life.
Today is Friday the 13th. Frigga triskaidekaphobia is the word for the fear of Friday the 13th. Superstitious people fear getting off an elevator on the 13th floor. They fear going to gate 13 at the airport. And Hollywood movies have added to the fear of Friday the 13th. However, Jesus tells us what we should not fear, and he tells us what we should. He says, fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both body and soul in hell. I encourage you to avoid living in fear rooted in nonsense. Instead, spend time today confidently rejoicing in the salvation that God offers to sinners like us through his Son, Jesus Christ. Rejoice in Jesus, not just on Friday the 13th, but every day of the week.
That was James C. Johnson. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. McKee Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's one of your final weeks to bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax, watch the sunset, and enjoy your favorite bands. This week, it's Pensacola's bluegrass house band, String Farm. Put the load on me. Hear the best in songs in bluegrass this Tuesday night at 7 with String Farm at Bands on the Beach. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Come in about the corporal discipline comment. Everything from spare the rod and spoil the child, amen, brother, to I find it ironic that the majority of parents that argue against corporal punishment are the same ones that, while their child is standing there holding a kitten that's on fire, will say that kid is doing an artistic exhibition or expressing themselves, and their children are perfect. Somebody here says, thousands of years humans have used spanking to discipline their kids, and we've done pretty well. Now parents want to be friends with their kids, and we have a lot of rude, entitled people. But again, it is a reminder that, you know, in this case, in some of these meetings, it is young people who are not the problem. It is old people who are the problem. You know, these the pitchfork posse is not 20-somethings. They're 60-somethings. And, you know, anyway. 722 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Joining us now, we have Dave Greenwood. He is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. And last Friday of the season, happy Friday to you.
Oh, well, thank you. Friday the 13th.
No, right? I haven't even talked about that today. That's so funny. But guard towers are going to not be staffed starting on Sunday, right?
Oh, well, we'll be staffed on Sunday, but Monday morning they come off the beach and we go to our off-season operations. We have at a minimum two lifeguards, one available, will come in and implement our surf warning system and be present in case any aquatic emergencies might happen.
I apologize for saying it on Sunday. You're right. On Monday, after Sunday. So what are we looking at this weekend as the, sort of the final weekend of the year where we have actual staff towers?
It's going to be it's looking really nice. You know, those cool fall temperatures start arriving Saturday and, you know, sunny and lots of emerald green water. We've had red flag for the past couple days, and the surf is gradually starting to drop, and we're looking forward to an outstanding weekend.
Yeah, I am too. It's going to be great. And by the way, just in case people might get this, might misunderstand this, not having lifeguards in the towers is not because suddenly the Gulf is the safest thing ever, just like your backyard pool. It's just a matter of the volume of visitors, the volume of beachgoers, and, you know, what makes financial sense for the county and the availability of lifeguards, right? That's the real issue. It's not that the Gulf is suddenly free, safe, and clear like your backyard pool.
Of course, the Gulf is never safe, but we're looking forward to 2024. Again, you know, we've got our swim run scheduled for December 9th and December 16th, so we're looking forward to that.
And that's going to be at UWF?
Yes, at UWF Pool. More information can be found on our website at PensacolaBeachLifeguards.com.
Outstanding. And we will promote that when we get a little bit closer to the time. But look forward to December. If you've been thinking about becoming a lifeguard on the beach, they can take as many people as are properly able to do the job. Dave Greenwood, the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, as always, thank you so much for helping us keep people safe, informed, keep the beaches, you know, able for everybody to keep using them safely, and for overseeing that lifeguard staff. We know that it's a difficult job, and I personally appreciate it tremendously, sir. Thank you for the time every week.
Well, thank you, Andrew. It was a pleasure talking with you, and have a great rest of 2023, and we'll look forward to hit the ground running in 2024.
Absolutely, my friend. 724 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Leaders in New York City are pushing to suspend the city's right to shelter policy as their immigration crisis continues to grow. The law says anybody in New York can access guaranteed shelter. There's more than 60,000 migrants right now in New York City shelters, and the city's fire department expected to issue orders to vacate at several of the of those shelters as soon as this weekend so they can make repairs. No word how many people there are going to be affected. The IRS says Americans have failed to pay $688 billion in taxes in 2021. I'm learning. That is a record for unpaid taxes, the IRS says. They're not going to let it happen again. The tax agency said they're going to step up audits and other tax enforcement for this coming tax year. And then I say good.
Enforce the law. Get the people who don't pay taxes to pay their taxes. Everybody ought to pay them. Honest people shouldn't be the ones floating the boat for everybody else. I agree. Go ahead.
And a major Hollywood fundraiser being called off because of the ongoing violence in Israel. The Academy Museum of Motion Pictures said yesterday they've decided to cancel their annual Red Carpet Academy Museum Gala. And, of course, this comes as law enforcement nationwide is on high alert. A former Hamas chief has called for a global day of jihad.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 7:26, just barely here. Jake's got traffic for you, sitting in for Candy today.
All right, it's looking great out there compared to yesterday. The only thing we have is an aggressive hitchhiker on 87 South, just before you're coming into Holly. If you're heading down that way, just look for somebody on the side of the road if they might be jumping in and out of the road. Just want to let you know. Thanks for the traffic tips on that. You can call us at 262-6111 or text 437-1620 with your traffic tips. Just please use hands-free operation or cell phone if you're driving. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, I know a lot of police officers and, of course, the sheriff's listening to the show, and so I would think maybe somebody's going to be looking into that real quick. That would be my guess, is somebody's going to be looking to see what's going on over there on Highway 87. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth is a fantastic resource to use. Get her perspective, opinion, her assessment of the market, what it's doing, and not just like good, bad, up, down. You know, like what is happening in your price range, buying or selling, might be different price ranges, and in the location that you're talking about, because what's happening in Gulf Breeze might be different than Cantonment, might be different from Navarre and Pace and, you know, Warrington, right? And that's the point, is where you're buying or selling and at the price range you're buying or selling, that's what you want to understand, not sort of generally is the market flush with properties or is the market short of properties, because that doesn't really matter if your particular enclave of that market is different from what the norm is doing. And that's what she knows. And her folks at Levin Rinke Realtor, her whole team, they're just great. Like-minded people, like-hearted people surrounding her, people that want to do their best to help you all the time and do it so effectively that last year they sold 230 homes, which is crazy. I mean, frankly, that's amazing to me. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. So, if you are a Braves fan, all I can tell you is I'm sorry you had some chances. Here was the bottom of the second. Had a great play where the bases, you had men on first and second, and the Phillies were threatening.
Had an oblique injury. And Rojas into center field. That is going to be caught. Harris makes the play. This will be a double play at second base.
Webb gem to get out of the inning to keep the score at 0-0. Austin Riley in the fourth inning.
A win away from another trip to the championship series. As Riley turns out around left field, that is going to get up and it bounces out. Austin Riley.
Low line drive puts the Braves ahead 1-0, but it wouldn't last. Bottom of that same inning, Nick Castellanos. Learn that name.
Answered right back. Castellanos deep into left field. It is a fair ball.
A bomb ties the score. Next inning, Trey Turner, bottom of the fifth.
Including Trey Turner's double. He's got one again. Trey Turner turns a slider around and puts the Phillies in front.
2-1. Nick Castellanos the next inning. So this is three innings in a row.
Castellanos, high fly ball. Way back.
So that was 3-1, two home runs for Nick Castellanos. And then with the bases loaded in the top of the seventh, Atlanta had a chance against Craig Kimbrell, the longtime closer for, it seems like, everybody over the years.
2-2 the count. Another one comes.
Acuna at the plate.
Fly ball, left center field.
Could it?
On the run Will is it? Rojas, and he makes the catch. Rojas was a little shaky.
Great play, great catch, robs him of bases. You know, I mean, that could have tied the game pretty easily, doubled in the gap, something like that. And then And then, I mean, anything could have happened there. And then in the top of the ninth, they had another chance with first and third, okay?
Two on, two out, one and two the count. And did he go? He did! It's over! The Philadelphia Phillies are headed back to the National League Championship Series.
Cool, man. Look, I'm a Cardinals fan, but I appreciate the Braves, respect the Braves. Great team over the course of history, and man, it's rough being a Braves fan over time. You know, it just seems like, oh, we got this great team. Oh, cursed Phillies. So, sorry, y'all. There's always next year. 7:30 here on News Radio 92.3. Kate Meehan joins us next. We'll talk about pop culture.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa.
This is a war on the existence of Israel.
Israel's defense minister last hour alongside Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in Tel Aviv. Fox's Trey Yinks in southern Israel.
We are learning today from a diplomatic source who tells Fox News that Hamas is preventing people from leaving buildings after they've been warned about an impending airstrike. We do not have any evidence that points to the fact Hamas could be stopping people from a general evacuation order that we learned about last night from Israel.
The UN Palestinian Refugee Agency calls the evacuation order for the 1.1 million living in Gaza City horrendous. The U.S. and Egypt are calling for a humanitarian quarter for civilians to leave Gaza. Happening now, riot police in Israel's West Bank are clashing with protesters. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now it is mostly cloudy, 64 degrees here in Pensacola today. One Santa Rosa County Commissioner speaking out against treatment he says he's received recently from county residents.
I'm getting phone calls, like threats. Let me tell you, these phone calls don't get you in trouble. Because when you start threatening me and tell me how I should vote, I will not vote that way. I'll vote the other way.
District 4 Commissioner Ray Eddington there, and he didn't specify the nature of those threats or whether they were just political or worse. He did say, though, several residents have accused him of orchestrating backdoor deals. He says he does talk with business owners regarding possible donations towards developments, but that's just in order to spend as few tax dollars as possible. He says he makes no promises in return. Escambia County Public Schools are in line for over $1 million as part of a multi-state vaping lawsuit settlement. Now, yesterday we told you about Okaloosa County Schools and that they'd be receiving about $360,000. Well, Escambia County Public Schools is going to get $1.2 million. A class action lawsuit was filed against Juul, that's the e-cigarette manufacturer, for contributing to the teen vaping epidemic. Last September, Juul agreed to settle claims that were made in 34 states and U.S. territories. That money will be paid out in installments over a 6 to 10 year period. One Santa Rosa County pastor and his wife have now made it back home safely after their tour of Israel was cut short.
It was a good visit. I hate that it happened while we were there. I hate it for the people of Israel there. They are truly in shock right now.
And that's David Lewis. He's a pastor at Woodbine Baptist Church in Pace. He and his wife, Susie, made it back home last night. And he says they've got quite the story to tell as that trip was paid for by the church for Pastor Appreciation Month. The Pensacola Ice Flyers launching a new foundation to help support the local community. The team and owner Greg Harris announced the launch of the Ice Flyers Foundation. According to a news release, the team says that foundation is aimed at supporting child advocacy, cancer research, military support, health and wellness, as well as community enrichment. Governor Ron DeSantis has now authorized rescue operations for Floridians caught in Israel. The governor signed an executive order yesterday. It allows the state to carry out logistical, rescue, and evacuation operations. The order says there's many Floridians that want to come back home, but can't because of flight cancellations. The White House also yesterday said they would begin arranging charter flights for Americans stuck in Israel that are trying to get home. Florida Highway Patrol investigating a double hit-and-run pedestrian crash which involved two vehicles on Highway 29 last night. That happened south of Van Pelt Lane in front of a Whataburger restaurant. Troopers say a pedestrian walked out in front of a vehicle and was hit. That vehicle fled the scene, continued south on 29. Then a second vehicle also hit the pedestrian, who was now injured in the roadway. That vehicle also fled the scene. The victim was critically injured in the accident, and witnesses inside the restaurant believe one of those vehicles may have been a dark-colored SUV. If you have any information on this crash, contact the Florida Highway Patrol. It's 7:35 at News Radio, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives.
Looking great out there. Nothing to report at this moment. If you have any traffic tips, just please give us a call at 262-6111 or text 437-1620 when safe to do so. This traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealership in Pensacola that Dave Ramsey recommends personally. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We are going to be seeing a cloudy day today with a chance of a few light sprinkles. Outside of that light rain chance, we are going to have temperatures near 79 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 64 degrees. As you go into Saturday, a little bit of a warm-up before a cold front moves through. High near 85 on Saturday, mostly sunny skies. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 57. For Sunday, highs topping out in the 70s with lows in the 50s. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 64 in Pensacola, 66 in Gulf Breeze, 64 in Milton. Our next news at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Amazon says this week's two-day Prime Day event outpaced the one the online retailer held last year, but it did not give specific sales figures. As other online retailers tried to ride the Prime Day buzz to boost their own fortunes, some data suggest Amazon's deals were too good for much of the competition to keep up. Adobe says it expects this month's Prime Day event to bring in $8.1 billion in sales, up 6.1% from a year ago. Amazon says clothing, beauty products, home goods, and toys are among the best-selling items. The planned price increases for the ad-free options of two of Disney's streaming services have officially taken effect. Disney yesterday upped the per-month charge for its ad-free Disney Plus and Hulu standalone subscriptions by $3. Disney Plus increased to $14. Hulu rose to $18. On Wall Street, futures are mixed after stocks closed broadly lower yesterday. The Dow Industrials dropped 173. That's Your Money Now.
Are you looking for your forever floors? We got them.
Hi, we're Buck and Ashley Deese, the proud owners of Deese Elite Concrete Coatings, where we make concrete pretty.
4 times stronger than epoxy with a lifetime warranty. Our coatings are perfect for your garage, patio, pool deck, and more.
For one-day installation, trust the Deese Elite experience, now offering financing.
Get your forever floors by calling us today at 850-329-5599.
We make concrete pretty.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
What is News Radio 92.3? News and information for Pensacola. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, 5 till 9. The Pensacola Expert Panel or Pep Talk from 9 to 11. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 until 2. Guy Benson from 2 to 4. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie from 4 to 7. Dave Ramsey from 7 to 10. WEAR-TV at 10. And Brian Kilmeade overnight at 11. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Take your baby by the hand and make her do a handstand.
Anadel Wright has been open about practicing witchcraft, and y'all, look what happened at one of her concerts. This stuff is so real. This is not normal. Okay, that's not a mosh pit. This man right here. whatever witchcraft Lana Del Rey is doing, the spells she's putting on her music to make it attractive, those demons are being invited into the crowd and into you when you attend.
You just never know what you're going to get when you go on social media. And wow. This self-described Christian Warner influencer person is saying that Lana Del Rey is casting spells on the audience. And I did watch the video. It is weird looking. It is weird looking as they all kind of fall down in waves and then get back up. But we'll get the real story here from Kate Meehan, who is our pop culture editor at DailyBoom.net. Kate, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hi.
Hi. So is Lana Del Rey secretly a witch in disguise? What's going on here?
Well, I don't think so. I think she explains that she's kind of in line with John and Yoko and their thinking, where everything is just connected. You know, your thoughts are powerful and your thoughts become words and your words become actions. And, you know, so a lot of her practices behind the scenes are rooted in what I think a lot of other people would just call manifestation. And, you know, the reality that if you speak positive things, you're more inclined to think positively and act positively. You know, I don't think it's as deep and dark and whatever else as people would like it to be. And, you know, as she put it, she does a lot of things, but I don't think it's exactly like they want to make us think.
I did think that it was an interesting note. She actually posted back on the influencer, Tracy Costin, on her Instagram page, and a word I don't say that describes women and starts with B, bleep. I know the Bible verse for verse better than you do. That's a bit of a mixed message right there.
So. Well, but here's the thing, though. The thing is, though, if you really dig into her upbringing,
yeah,
she probably really does. Like, that's just it. Like, you know, some of her practices might make you side-eye her a little bit or not necessarily agree with her. But the reality is that this woman was raised in a very shut-down, isolated, you know, way where she kind of really does has had to learn these things. So she may not be practicing the way people approve of necessarily, but she probably does know her stuff.
I will say, for some of my conservative Christian friends who are listening, and they're going to say something along the lines in their heads of, well, you know, the devil knows the Bible too, so it doesn't prove much one way or the other to know the scriptures if you're not living.
Right,
That's true. Switching gears just a little bit, we've got a lot of relationship discussion to have here. Okay, first of all, it seems to me, based on what I watched of the most recent Kansas City Chiefs game, that the NFL had its one-day love affair whirlwind romance with the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift whirlwind romance, and they decided better of it after that, that they really didn't need to have the full three-hour romance discussion, and they seem to have gotten back to sanity, which is good to me for football fans.
Thank God. Thank God.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, if you are a Swiftie, then you have your fill of Taylor, and you know where to go and get your fill of Taylor every minute of every day. The rest of us don't need to be subjected to it in the middle of other things that we like. So, like, great. Hopefully they're happy, and whatever they're doing is good and happy. And obviously it's mutually beneficial to their careers.
Sure.
But we don't need to be reminded of it every minute and before every commercial break, because we already know.
Yeah, and whichever network the NFL game happens to be on didn't need to become the advertising platform from Taylor Swift and wedding
right.
registry for Travis Kelce. then you have relationships that seem to be going in the opposite direction. We learned this week that Will Smith and Jada Pinkett are about to get separated 7 years ago.
No.
Oh, does this really surprise anybody?
I feel bad for myself for not thinking this before it was announced. Like, how did we not realize the thing that now looks obvious in retrospect?
Well, it is obvious. I mean, they've both been linked to other people in the last decade. There were rumors that the marriage was always open, which seems to be the truth.
That's not the beginning of the better. That's the beginning of the end, right?
Yeah. For something that's like family and committed and, you know, tight circle-y, yeah, I think generally it is. But this shouldn't really be that surprising. What is surprising is that Jada can't seem to shut her mouth, and she's spilling so many details and secrets that it's uncomfortable to listen because there's so much that's been put out there all at once. It's like verbal vomit. But you also have to think of the effect that it has on her kids.
Yeah.
Granted, the kids are now like 20-ish, but tell me her kids are not over there cringing.
Oh, yeah, no.
And having, because they're in the public eye, they will have to take questions about, what did you think of your mom's book? Like, things like that, that, you know, the family stuff obviously has been really messy and really complicated, and I just don't necessarily think that the kids need it to have to discuss it or to have to say, I'm not talking about this publicly. And that's the position that she's put them in. So it feels to me very much like a cash grab is what this book is.
Yeah.
And nobody asked for it.
Who was demanding this book? But I think we can also say it this way. You know, people who make bad decisions will continue to make bad decisions. And, you know, maybe that explains it all. Meanwhile, maybe a better turn of events. Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas are working out their marriage and trying to fix it and doing everything back in private again. Is that right?
Well, I don't think that they're divorcing.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. He pulled the divorce petition out of, I think it was filed in Miami, and I think he did pull that and says that they want to mediate privately. So it does make you wonder if they're trying to see if there's a way to work it out. Supposedly he had caught her on a ring cam, and the details of that were never clear, but she was saying things to another man.
Right.
And I kind of wondered if him filing was a really angry, knee-jerk reaction to what he had seen and heard. And maybe once things calmed down, because it was hostile out there publicly for a minute. And so maybe now that things have calmed down a bit, maybe they're really actually in a talking place, and maybe the divorce won't happen. But if it does, they're committed to mediation and really being civil and working things out. They have two little girls that are under the age of 3, I think.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're talking about a family and little kids.
I always want to see a marriage work out if it can work out. Last thing, Paramount Plus tonight, Frasier, the reboot. Do you have high, low, or medium expectations?
Did you see the reviews?
No.
Oh,
it's going to be bad? It's going to be train wreck bad?
I think it was USA Today that declared it an absolute embarrassment for Kelsey Grammer and his career.
Oh. Yeah, another one.
Yeah,
my producer said in the background.
The reviews are really, really bad. Because, and again, nobody asked for it.
Yeah.
And if you're coming back with a whole new cast, and the whole premise of it before was, you know, the radio call-in host. And so obviously that's going to be a little tricky now. So maybe we're doing a podcast. I don't even know.
Right, right.
But the terms of the show have to change with the times. And if you're not bringing back anyone else familiar, it kind of turns into the thing nobody asked for. And is it going to stand up now?
Yeah. No,
you know,
that's
this
a
many
fair,
years
fair point.
Later. Apparently not.
Also, just of note, some people do still do radio, just FYI.
I know, you and I do.
I know you do.
Hi.
I know you do.
We're over here.
I know, right? We're here, still doing our thing. Kate Meehan, she is our pop culture editor at dailyboom.net. Kate, always a pleasure. Look forward to talking to you again soon. Thanks for the time.
Bye.
All right, traffic now. We've got Jake sitting in for Candy today.
None of the Jonas Brothers look alike to me. I don't know what's up with that, especially Joe. So, but anyway, everything's looking great out there. I-10 and I-110 checking in clear. If you have any traffic tips, call us at 262-6111 or text 437-1620 if you can safely. This report is brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're having any kind of a problem with your plumbing, a leak, a drip, a weird sound in the wall when you flush the toilet, and, you know, it goes, if the wall talks back to you through the plumbing, that's not good, okay? That's either you need an exorcism or you need a plumber. I mean, you know, maybe both. I don't know. But, you know, if you got water pressure problems, you got temperature problems, whatever, call Barbary Plumbing. Okay, they will take care of it. 477-8782. They'll charge you by the job, not by the hour, so you know the price before you start. So there's no surprises afterwards. Barbary Plumbing.
This morning at 10:30, join Santa Rosa Animal Services on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe every life is precious and that every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back, adopting or fostering a furry friend. Discover the resources you need to make your community a better place for pets. That's this morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Is your house making you sick? If you have high indoor humidity levels due to excess moisture, it could be. High humidity levels cause mold, mildew, and bacterial growth, among other things, and are very hazardous to your health. If you have condensation on your vents or windows, blistering paint, or cupping hardwood floors, it's time to call Southern Climate Solutions. They'll customize a permanent solution to control your indoor environment, eliminating the hazards of high humidity and excess moisture. Find them online at southernclimatesolutions.com.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure for max strength daytime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. DayQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure. The daytime, non-drowsy, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold, and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine. Use as directed.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Enjoy the food, music, and fun at the Pensacola Beach Chamber's Taste of the Beach, Saturday from 10 to 4 at Casino Beach. Visit PensacolaBeachChamber.com for more. Experience an authentic Italian festival with food, Italian music, and family fun at the Sons and Daughters of Italy's Festa Italiana, Friday and Saturday in Seville Square. See VisitPensacola.com for more details. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk. Mornings 9 till 11 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, this is why I can't have nice things. Gah!
Happening in these classes and what, you know, it's so sad to me now that the word wokeism has now almost become weaponized. It's really missing the point about what's being taught here. You know, I don't look at it as wokeism so much as truthism. And I think if people would take the time to really see what is happening in these classes and what's being told, nowhere are we trying to say, anybody's trying to say hate white people, ignore. It drives me crazy when I hear that, Lisa.
Yeah, wokeism is just misleading the future generations from learning about our history.
Yes, yes.
Listen,
it is our history.
Yeah, everybody. Exactly.
Yeah, every once in a while, I may not have the instant reaction to something. Wokeism is just truthism. Gayle King on CBS. If people would just understand it better, you know, it's all of these poor, ignorant backwoods folks who don't understand the truth that we're trying. It's the truthism that we're trying to teach them. And, you know, if only they would listen, you know, if they would attend our seminars and go to our reprogrammings, everything would be fine. What's wrong with these people? Let me just say this one thing. I feel like I understand liberalism very well. I understand political correctness very well. I understand wokeism and cancel culture and, you know, critical race theory. I understand most of these things pretty well. Actually, in the Transgressors service, you know, which you have the late service coming up at 8:20 here in just about 40 minutes. I actually teach 30 minutes. I actually teach these things. It's one of the worries I have about doing the Transgressors. I feel like in the process of making fun of it, I'm actually explaining it better than they do, which is a dubious thing to brag about. But no, it's not about us understanding it better. The reason we oppose it is not because we don't understand it. The reason we oppose it is because we do understand it. So you can take your arrogance and go somewhere else. 753, like here on the radio, like I do. 753 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The death toll from the Israel-Hamas war is now over 2,800. U.S. officials say at least 27 Americans are among those killed. Israeli military forces are today telling over a million people in northern Gaza to evacuate ahead of a likely ground operation there. A founding member of the Isley Brothers, who wrote many of the group's biggest hits, has died. Rudolph Isley passed away Wednesday in Illinois. He co-wrote their 1959 classic Shout, 1966 Motown hit This Old Heart of Mine, and their 70s hit It's Your Thing,
wow,
as well as some other ones.
Legacy.
And today, it's a little bit dark, a little bit gloomy, a little bit of a scary day.
I love
maybe.
How you say that, and my instinctive reaction is to look outside and see if it is. Sure enough, exactly like you say. Go on.
Surely I'm going to catch this news guy in a lie.
Right, exactly. Like,
if you're superstitious, today, Friday the 13th, is unlucky. Although there's no proof today is unluckier than any other day, but many people believe it is. There's no floor 13 in most office buildings or hotels, and historians have no idea why we're afraid. If you're among the 1 in 5 YouGov says is afraid of today, don't worry, the next one won't be here until September of 2024. I'm Bree Tennis, NBC News Radio.
So there you go.
I love the, nobody understands why we're afraid at all, but we know we are. It's just like that. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Triskaidekaphobia, right? Isn't that how you say it?
Yeah, that sounds right.
All right.
God bless you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. I'll get a Kleenex later. 7:55 on News Radio 92.3 on this. What'd you say? Dark, gloomy, overcast, rainy day? Something like that. It's an Eeyore Wednesday on a Friday, for sure, for Friday the 13th.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, Jake is sitting in for Candy this morning with traffic on the fives.
Everything's looking good. I-10, I-110, checking in clear. Highway 98 in Gulf Breeze and Navarre looking good as well. If you have any traffic tips, call 262-6111, or you can text us at 437-1620 if you can safely. Text News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So, question for you, Jake. Is your family card player family? You guys play a lot of cards?
Cards,
your family? Card games?
Yes. Especially when my grandparents came to visit from Virginia, we would sit around and play Yahtzee and Uno and
there
all
kinds
of.
Okay,
yeah,
that's what I was going to ask about, because, there's deck of cards games, spades, hearts, mm-hmm, euchre, mm-hmm, pinochle, canasta, all that kind of stuff. But then there's card games like you mentioned, mm-hmm, Uno. What rules of Uno do you play? Do you play like the traditional, just the basic boring game that you played since you were four?
We do a cutthroat version where there's weapons involved. No, I'm just.
I like that. Yeah. So there's spicy Uno is something that's been around for a couple of years. And spicy Uno involves things like, I forget all the rules, there's a bunch of them, but it's things like if you play, I think it's a seven, you're not allowed to talk. And if you talk, you take cards. And then if you play a one, it undoes the seven. And if you play a zero, you can only talk in one words. And you can pile on, you can do the draw two. And if you can play a draw two on the draw two, then it becomes a draw four for the next person until somebody can't play a draw two. Other players can play out of turn if they can help you and you don't have the card. They can play to continue the draw. And things like that, okay? And it is a fun things like if you can play the identical card on top of the card on the pile, at any time out of order, it's like slap, you can play it fast. Okay. That's all old now. We have the new Uno coming out. It's called Uno No Mercy, or Show 'em No Mercy. And this is you have some new rules, swapping sevens and passing O's along with stacking, so the draw 2, draw 4, draw 6. But there's a new thing in here called the Mercy Rule. If you have 25 or more cards in your hand, you're out to stop the punishment. And there are so many ways to make people accumulate cards that becomes a strategy just to try to get them out of the game by giving them too many cards. For example, you have new cards like the Wild Reverse Draw 4, so it reverses direction in addition to being a draw 4, the Draw 6, the Draw 10, the Draw 10. There's a discard all, so you play a discard all red, and everybody gets rid of all their red cards all at once. There's a skip everyone card, so just you get to go twice. And again, the pile-on card, so you can go draw two, draw two, draw four. That's eight. Draw six. That's 14. Draw 10, that's 24 cards. You can literally put somebody out of the game with five cards in a row of the wrong kind if they can't then play a draw on top of it. So look for the Show 'em No Mercy version of Uno coming soon to a, well, anywhere, okay? They're calling it the Friendship Ruiner, and I kind of like it. We've played the Spicy Uno, and it's fun, but we would try this one for sure. My aunt, everybody's got to have one of those good aunts. I got a couple of those good aunts, and my aunt is the one who taught us that game, and man, it's fun. I'm not a big Uno fan. It's a little bit made for the 8-year-old,
I'll take the Yellowtail roll and the Spicy Uno, please.
There you go. That's right. Not to be confused with that other cool card game, Sushi Go, which I bet nobody in this room has ever heard of, and that's fine. We'll just leave it at that. Coming up next hour, Julio Diaz, the Transgressor Ceremony, and the rap with a couple of former politicos.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.